I listened to your response regarding killing Amalek. I am bewildered as to how you think this answers the question. Basically, your answer sounds like this to me. Although other religions believe that their God told them to kill others, they are wrong and we are right. We really heard it at Sinai, because that's what our forefathers have said for generations. But they didn't really hear or see it in Mecca from God or Muhammad, even though their forefathers said so. Rabbi, I assume you're intelligent. This is not the answer. This is merely the question. Basically, your answer sounds like we are right because our God said so. Numerous friends, mostly religious, have heard this and share the same puzzlement. Please elaborate. Anonymous from New York City. The intention of that answer was not that that's an answer, but that there is no answer to the question of why our mitzvah of killing Amalek is not different than any other genocide. And those that attempt to answer it by saying that, well, Amalek is the epitome of evil or whatever, so others believe that other people are the epitome of evil. The Nazis thought the Jews are the epitome of evil. There is no rational answer to the question, except for the fact that we believe that God told us to do it. It's not an answer, you're right, but that is the fact. So, and that is the only answer. My intention was that all the other answers that are that try to make a logical difference don't really hold any water. And the ultimate answer is basically that this is a mitzvah given by God, and that's the only justification.